This is the story of Trevor the Rabbit. Trevor the Rabbit was one of the sons of one of the head Rabbit Rebbeim of the Rabbit Academy of Jewish Studies. And Trevor really loved to celebrate Shabbat. He loved the serenity and the calmness and the feeling of God's presence filling the world. But of all the things he loved, the thing he loved most about Shabbat was Shabbat dessert. And one Friday, right before Shabbat, he was walking home from his rabbit yeshiva. After a long day of studying Torah and learning with his friends, he thought to himself, hey, I should get a special treat for Shabbat. What should I get? Should I get some sprinkle cupcakes? Or maybe some frosted brownies with caramel popcorn on top? Or some watermelon marshmallow swirl ice cream? And he sat there a while, just thumping his tail, daydreaming about all the yummy treats he could eat. All of a sudden, a little tiny snail came up and slithered past him. And Trevor said, hey, Mr. Snail, what are you doing here? And the snail said, well, excuse me, good sir, but I'm on my way home to celebrate Shabbat. I don't know what you're doing. And he said, oh, I was on my way home too, but I wanted to get a treat. And the snail said, well, I suggest you get moving, my good man, because the sun is about to set, and if you don't get home in time, you're not going to be able to light candles with your family on time. Trevor said, oh no, I've been sitting here all day dreaming. I need to go get a dessert. What am I going to get? 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 And he said, I know. I'm going to get a pack of candy. So he scurried over to the store as fast as he could. He picked out a pack of neon red strawberry candy. And he threw a $20 bill at the cashier and he said, keep the change. And Trevor said, Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh. Everything I spend on Shabbat, Hashem will give back to me. And the cashier said, wait, it only costs 50 cents. But Trevor was already gone. Trevor rushed as fast as he could back to his house. He leaped over cars, he jumped down on the Erev wire and catapulted himself all the way back home. He slid into the door, and the floors were still wet from his mama cleaning them. He slipped and slided and knocked into a tray of vegetables his mama had put out for the kids to munch on. They fell all over the floor. Trevor said, sorry, Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh. And he ran upstairs to the bath. He jumped in the bath, and he took out his toothbrush, and he accidentally started brushing his teeth with soap and brushing his hind legs with a toothbrush. And finally, he got out of the bath. He threw on his tzitzis, and he put on his shirt backwards, and ran downstairs just as his mama was about to light Shabbat candles. They said some blessings, they sang some songs, and finally it was time for the meal. And his daddy, the Rabbi Rabbit, made kiddush, and they had super yummy challah that his mama baked. They had yummy fish, and yummy soup, and super yummy meat. Trevor was almost stuffed. But then he said, I know what time it is. It's dessert time. And he picked up the strawberry candy and he looked it all over. He started drooling. Nah. It looks so yummy. And his daddy, the rabbi, said, hey, hold on a minute, Trevor. Let me look at that. That doesn't look like a brand that I've seen before. And his daddy took it and he looked at the top and the bottom and the sides all over. And he said, hey, there's no kosher heksher, Trevor. You bought a candy that isn't kosher. And Trevor said, no! What exactly does that mean, Dad? What does that mean? I'm having like a preemptive strawberry sugar withdrawal panic attack right now, Dad. So please explain yourself. And Trevor's dad has said, well, Trevor, it means you can't eat it because we're Jewish and we keep kosher. And Trevor said, oh, okay. So basically what you're telling me is that my life is over. And he said, Dada, please explain to me what's the big deal about something being kosher or not kosher? And his dada said, well, Trevor, the Torah tells us there's certain things we can't eat. Certain foods that were mixed together that shouldn't have been. Certain parts of animals. There's a lot of things that the Torah forbids us to eat. And the rabbis say if you eat these things, It's going to diminish your connection to Hashem. It's like putting a curtain over a light source. Every time you eat non-kosher food, you add another curtain that diminishes the light. And we want the full light of God to come through to us as we're God's chosen people. The people he wants to connect with him more than anybody else on earth. A kosher heksher shows us that everything in this food was approved by the Torah and some super knowledgeable rabbis who looked into all the ingredients. Without one, we just don't know what's inside. And Trevor said, okay, Dada. So, what should I do with this candy? And he said, Trevor, you should probably throw it out the window. And Trevor said, throw it out the window? What? Why? And his dada said, because I've got some fellow rabbi rabbits coming over, and if they see non-kosher food in my house, it's going to cause some problems, my friend. And Trevor said, okay. So Trevor, being a good little rabbit and knowing that it's a mitzvah to honor your mama and your dada, he listened to his dada and tossed the candy out the window. And as soon as he tossed it out, he heard, ow! And he looked down onto the street. And outside, there was a little mouse on the street named Mikey the Mouse. And he was rubbing his head. And Mikey said, hey, what's this? Oh my gosh, is this strawberry candy? This is my favorite. Oh my gosh, this is my lucky day. And Trevor called out the window and he said, hey, what are you doing, Mikey? Shouldn't you be at home celebrating Shabbat with your family? And Mikey said, what's Shabbat? Shab what? And he said, what? And Mikey said, what? And he said, oh, wait a minute. Mikey, are you Jewish? And Mikey said, no, I'm not. Why do you ask? And Trevor said, oh, okay. Dada, can Mikey eat the candy that I threw out the window and accidentally knocked him on the head with? And his dada said, well, that depends, son. Do you happen to know, did that candy have wine in it that was sacrificed to idol worship? And Trevor said, idol worship? I don't think so, Dada. And he said, do you happen to know, did it have any basar v'chalav mixed into it, which is meat and milk that was mixed together? And Trevor said, no, I'm pretty sure the ingredients were just sugar and strawberry flavoring. And his dad said, tell me this, son, do you happen to know, did it have any leavened bread, hametz, that was owned by a Jewish person during Passover? And Trevor said, Dada, how would I know that? I don't think there was any leaven in it. And his dada said, well, tell me this, son, did that candy happen to have any orla in it, which is fruit that came from a tree during the first 3 years of its growth? And Trevor said, Dada, how am I supposed to know these things? But I don't think it had any fruit in it. It was artificial strawberry flavoring and sugar. And his dada said, oh, well, in that case, it's fine. Mikey can eat it because he's not Jewish. And all those things I mentioned, which a Jew would be forbidden to benefit from, even to give to a non-Jewish friend, aren't a problem because they don't exist in this candy. And Trevor said, wow, that's a lot of information, Dad, but go ahead, Mikey, you can eat that candy that I knocked you on the head with. And Mikey said, yes! And he said, I love Jewish people. And Trevor said, well, I wish I had some candy, but I'm glad you got to enjoy it, Mikey. And I'm glad I got to learn the laws about what's allowed to give to a non-Jewish friend. And Trevor's dada said, and I'm happy that I just happened to get you a special treat, my friend, to reward you for all your hard work at Rabbit Yeshiva. And it's sitting under your chair. And Trevor said, what? And he looked under his chair, and sure enough, there was a big pack of strawberry candy with a big rabbinical kosher heksher stamped on the front. And Trevor said, yes! And he took a piece out, and it was so yummy. He couldn't help but start singing, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, lay da da lay da day. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, lay da da lay da day. And his family joined in, and they were all singing in happiness and joy. And needless to say, they had a very, very fun and kosher Shabbat.